Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. Today, we're looking at starting conversations. It's really important to start conversations well. If you don't start a conversation well, maybe the conversation isn't going to continue. So, there are steps to take to make sure that your conversation is the best conversation that you can have. For example, greet somebody and make eye contact. So, hello is nice. Hello is not so nice. And look at the person when you're speaking. You know, you can't stare at your shoes when you say hello to somebody. For one thing, they might not even understand that you're talking to them. They might think you're talking to somebody else, or, you know, at this moment in time, they might think that you have an earpiece in to talk on the phone to somebody. And talk about something that's interesting. This is a really important thing. You don't have to be the world's most interesting person, but you can talk about things that you think other people are interested in. For example, the weather. It's not amazingly interesting, but if you're talking to somebody about the weather at the moment, it's something that you both are experiencing, so it's a normal conversation. After that, you can then talk more, you know, find out about each other. It's always nice to ask a few personal questions, not too personal, but something like, oh, where are you from? What are you doing? Things like this. So, you know, a lot of non-native speakers want to speak to native speakers of English. And they always say, how can I speak to native speakers? Well, the main thing is, don't treat native speakers like they're your English teacher, because they aren't. What you need to do is just be friendly. Everybody likes somebody friendly. And if you find that people aren't friendly, then maybe they just aren't worth talking to. So, you know, other than that, you know, don't look upon a conversation as English practice exactly, but look at it as an opportunity to make friends. You know, you can never have too many friends. So, you know, next time you're out and you want to talk to somebody, remember, greet them, make eye contact, and talk about something interesting. I hope this was helpful. Keep following the podcast. I have some exciting things planned, including videos, in the next few weeks. Thanks very much for listening to the GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. Goodbye.